Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, Tim is joining us here on Second Date Update. Tim, how are you feeling about Stacy this morning?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm about to start posting flyers with her pic on them. I mean, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. I mean, it's been like, I don't know, it's been like 2 weeks since she messaged me.
Yeah, probably don't do that. Let's do Second Date Update instead. Start with your date and tell us, like, how it went, and let's see if we can, like, kind of try to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, I thought it was so good. She was eating out of the palm of my hand.
Okay, like literally or
hopefully not.
You just felt like there was a strong connection and that she liked getting to know you, Tim.
Well, yeah. I mean, in both senses, really. She couldn't get enough of my jokes. She couldn't stop laughing. And I fed her a bit of my dessert at the end.
Oh, okay. So, wow. So she really was. Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like things, Tim, are going really well. But did anything, and we have to ask this because sometimes there's a little hitch in the evening, did anything come up that might be the reason that she is ghosting you?
I mean, I don't think so. I told her my buddy thinks she's really beautiful, but I'm not the only one that's shown a pic of his date to the friend, right?
What was that?
Wait a second. You had shown a pic of her to your buddy, and he thought that she was also beautiful.
Yeah, exactly, and I told her that.
You had a picture of her from her profile or whatever, and that you had saved it and then showed a picture, and then you told her that your buddy thought she was beautiful, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. So it was all in the context of me saying that she was just out of my league.
Okay.
Yeah,
and did you tell her, did you say that to her?
Yeah, and okay. I mean, I made the joke, and I was saying that I should be on my best behavior.
Okay, all right. That's a little more harmless. Okay. I thought you were just, like, kind of talking that you had sent her picture or whatever.
But more importantly, Tim, what was her response?
Well, she kind of laughed it off. It felt like she thought it was funny.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's all you can think of, we don't think that's a big deal. In my opinion, I wouldn't bring up the you're out of my league comment, but there's only one way to find out. So you hold on, Tim. We are going to call Stacy right now.
Hello?
Hi. Could we speak to Stacy, please?
Yeah, it's me. Who's calling?
Yeah, good morning, Stacy. Sorry to trouble you, and just bear with me for a moment here. In fact, there's two of us. It's Thunder and PT, and this is going to sound a little strange, but we are on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf, where we co-host the morning show here.
Good morning, Stacy.
Yeah, and we heard from an acquaintance of yours who's a listener of ours who would like to go out with you again because we do this segment called Second Date Update. And we're calling to see if you remember a gentleman named Tim from 2 weeks ago.
Luckily I dodged that bullet.
Okay, so obviously it didn't go well. What do you mean?
Well, things started out nice enough. You know, we went to dinner and we were having a fun conversation until he started commenting on my weight.
Okay, he didn't tell us anything about that. Tim made comments about how much you weigh?
Yeah.
Okay. And first of all, before we go any further, Stacy, again, I remind you, we're on the radio. Do you feel comfortable discussing this? Yeah. I mean, and so what was the nature of these comments?
So I'm on some medication that causes me to lose my appetite, and I'm healthy, but I had to get my clothes taken in. And he was just hounding me to eat more, and it was embarrassing.
Come on, mangia was my grandmother's mantra, and I mean, you could stand to gain a few pounds.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Stacy, we got Tim with us here. Tim, hang tight, buddy. So, Stacy, could you explain this a little bit? Maybe sort this out. So he was telling you to eat more.
I'm not sure I want to really go into this.
Yeah.
I just
Okay, Tim, what's this all about? What's this thing about your grandmother's?
Yeah, how did she come into play?
Well, she was Italian. This was her whole way of being. And I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like I'm just trying to help Stacy. I mean, you're perfect in your profile pics and dessert every day, plus a milkshake here and there will bring you back to your best self.
But Tim, she's on medication that doesn't make her feel so like weird. Eating. And she shared that. And I'm guessing, Stacy, you shared that with Tim then on the first date. Yes or no?
I honestly don't remember, but it doesn't matter because he's being so weird about this. It's not like I'm skinny now. I'm a size 14.
Right.
I mean, can I help if my dream is to feed you, though? I mean, you're gorgeous now. Don't get me wrong, but like more of you to love would be even better.
No, this is so uncool. Just so everybody knows, I'm in great shape. I'm happy with who I am, no matter what my size is. And Tim, you're being so weird about me gaining weight, and it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
It's just different, man.
Stacy, I think it's even more than different. I think it's just downright rude. Tim, you just
kind of
don't...
offensive, yeah.
Yeah, Tim, I mean, you knew... I don't even know why it matters, but you, I'm sure, saw a picture... Well, you did see a picture of Stacy before you met her because you showed it to your friend, who said she was beautiful. So why did you feel like on a first date that you had any right to control what she eats?
I mean, and I don't know about control. I just feel like she was her best self before, and I'd love to see her back at her best self. I don't know.
But you just heard her say
she
that
thinks she's on her best self.
She's happy, and, and it doesn't. And even if she wasn't, that wouldn't be your
place.
Yeah, I mean, of course. But, I mean, maybe it's just bad timing because I guess maybe it would just be a better fit with who Stacy used to be.
Okay, cool. Okay, now that we've settled I'm gonna go finish getting ready for her. Bye. Yeah, I got to go.
I don't
blame.
All right.
Yeah, wow.
And thank you.
She's gone.
Tim, do you do this on all your dates with women? Discuss their weight and tell them what and how much to eat?
I don't know. I don't go on many dates. I'm kind of picky, so, I don't know. Yeah, I guess lesson learned.
I mean...
Yeah, but this is kind of a clueless kind of behavior, Tim. We're kind of worried about people like you being out there in the world talking to women about what they can and cannot eat.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to be with a woman, I kind of, I'd like to help. I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is, no one's asking for your help. If that's in their profile and said, hey, I need a guy that helps me eat,
gain
great.
Some weight or
look for that. There might be some site, some weirdo site or something.
I mean, honestly, maybe there's a woman out there that's been through something like this that has a piece of advice for Tim that can kind of set him straight.
If you're not going to hear from us, you're not hear from Stacy, maybe there is somebody listening that has gone through this, and you should listen to him if that person would call. But, Tim, until then, thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Wake up with a smile and everything country. Thunder and PT on 102.9 The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.